These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Qayshi Tapes time. New episode here. This is number 82. I'm John Hewlett with Favaz, and today's interview centers on Jason Newsted, formerly of Metallica. But before we get to any of that, we have a sponsor.
Yes, the Qayshi Tapes is brought to you by Black Raven Digital. Remember, a great website is an extension of your business. So if you know, it's always ready, always on, and adaptable to meet whatever needs that present themselves. So if you want to be ready for the future, you need more than just a positive outlook. You need a good website. And Black Raven AFC works with businesses like yours every day to develop beautiful, reliable websites that can streamline your current process and put you in a ready position for the road ahead. Go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today.
So this is an interview that you did with Jason Newsted when?
In July of 2003. And he was out of Metallica then, but I believe he was the bass player for Ozzy, and I say this here in the very beginning. And they were getting ready to come through town, and I've got a great Jason Newsted story to tell you later on.
Okay.
About when I think the first time I interviewed him was at Enterprise Center. And he helped me out quite a bit on the interview. So anyway, but this one, though, was over the phone, and see how it goes.
Okay. Do you know what he was calling about?
I believe Ozfest was going to come through town, and meaning he was the bass player for Ozzy, so he was going to be through town. So he was promoting that.
And I got him on the phone. Jason Newsted, how are you, my brother?
Very good. How's it going over there?
All right, man. Of course, Jason Newsted, many people know Jason from his Metallica days, but Jason is now the new bass player for Ozzy, and Ozfest will be at the UMB Bank Pavilion tomorrow. Jason's doing double duty, and we just touched on it briefly off air. You're a little tired, aren't you?
I'm just, physically, I'm doing fine. Being overwhelmed to having, 50 songs in your mind, repertoire that Voivod could pull out at any time. Out of the 45 minutes we get to play with those guys, I got 20 songs to choose from. With Ozzy in a couple hours, I got 30 songs to choose from. So a lot of bass lines to kind of keep in line.
Dude, that would be tough. Wow.
I would think so. Voivod was the band that he started.
Well, yeah, everybody pretty much focuses on the lead singer having to use karaoke machines, the... What do you call it?
Tracks. And,
huh? No, to see the words of songs in concert.
Oh, the teleprompter.
Teleprompter, yes. Mm-hmm. But you forget about the other musicians who also have a lot of stuff that they have to remember.
Absolutely. And bass lines,
and they don't have the ability to use a teleprompter for that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're doing it. First of all, Jason's band is called Voivod, and they are playing the side stage. And then how long of a break do you have before you have to jump on with Ozzy?
It's actually about 4.5 hours, so it works out good. I have time to go sign for the people and say hi to everybody and all that kind of thing, get a good meal down my neck and get stretched out and listen to some Slayer and stuff, get ready to go on the stage. So it actually works out pretty well.
So let's talk, everybody knows the story that you left Metallica a few years ago. And how did the whole thing with Ozzy come about? Who called who?
Well, Robert Trujillo was hired by Metallica as their new bassist, and he played for Ozzy for about 8 years.
Right.
And so the logical thing was to see what Metallica's bass player doing, the guy that left voluntarily from the biggest band on the planet. And so Sharon called, I think, probably within about the same 30 hours that Metallica announced Robert's joining in their camp. So it was just kind of a domino effect, a musical chairs swapping of bassist in the two biggest metal bands.
Wow, I didn't know it was that way. That's the way it came down.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But obviously I did know.
Yeah.
Because he was telling it right there. But I think Robert had just joined. Now that I'm listening to it, and I looked up Robert here on Google, he had joined the band right when Jason had joined Ozzy. So that's what he's talking about, the switch, the musical chairs.
Yeah.
How he could leave the biggest band in the world, I don't know. I mean, there was a lot going on, I'm sure.
Yeah. Does he go into that here?
I can't remember.
I know. I was going to say that must look pretty good on your resume.
The history books, I feel good about it. I feel good about what's going to happen. Going down the Flotsam thing, the Voivod thing, retaining the integrity with Metallica and achieving what we achieved, and now being hand-picked by Ozzy. You know, it wasn't an audition or a thing where he had eight other guys trying out standing next to me or whatever. It was just Sharon called up and said, "Do you want to be in Ozzy's band?" And that was that. I was counted in as soon as I said yes.
Wow, that's a great feeling. So what? How was it learned? I mean, I would figure you knew a lot of the Sabbath stuff.
And, absolutely,
and
yeah, man.
As far as learning stuff that you didn't know, is that an easy? I mean, you're a professional musician. Is it easy? Is it kind of hard? What is it for you?
There are definitely challenges. I think actually Voivod music overall, complexity-wise, like on the fingerboard of the instrument, is more challenging. They write songs that cover the first fret all the way to the last fret, so it's really, you know, pretty crazy science fiction.
I couldn't tell you one song from Voivod.
Me either. So if our lives depended on it, we'd be dead.
We'd be dead.
All kind of music. And Ozzy, that stuff, like you say, it's instilled. You know, I've been listening to War Pigs and those kind of tunes for 20 years, and those are the first albums that I learned to play bass from. Geezer Butler's my number one bass teacher of my life. I didn't take any lessons,
sure.
Proper lessons. I just learned from Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult albums. So, you know, that's something that's already there. All they had to do was say 1, 2, 3, 4. I already knew that.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yeah.
That's how he learned, and then he replaces the guy he kind of learned from.
How
know,
weird,
through,
yeah.
Through recordings.
Crazy.
So I was going to say, what's the biggest difference between the two bands, and what's the thing that's most alike?
As far as Voivod and...
Actually being in Metallica and then in Ozzy.
Metallica and Ozzy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're the same caliber of outfit, certainly. You know, the organizations are stratospheric, or whatever you want to say. They're just
right.
As big as it gets, so... the thing with Ozzy, there's so much respect from the people for him. You know, it just, you can just cut it with a knife, you know, man.
Right.
The energy that they give and the patience that they have for him and that kind of thing, even if he's having an off night or whatever, people still show their respect. And that's just everywhere you go. Metallica does get respected, and they have a special touch with the fans that really doesn't... exist, like the hand-in-hand, eye-to-eye contact that Metallica has always retained.
Right.
That is not as existent in Ozzy's camp because of the TV shows and all the other things. It's just a different level of the entertainment industry as far as that part of it goes.
Yeah, very interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how he got out of the way of Ozzy dumping water over his head and the stage getting full of...
I'm pretty sure I didn't ask him that, John.
Oh.
Talking to Jason Newsted.
Or was it urine? No, it was water. It was water. And it was the rumor always of Ozzy got to the point where he was always dumping water over his head to hide his incontinence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever heard that.
You never heard that?
No.
Or maybe I just made
that.
It up. I don't know. No, I think it actually was something that was going around for a while.
Huh.
And of course, Jason has his band Voivod. They'll be on the side stage, and he plays with Ozzy also. I was going to ask you, what do you think of Saint Anger, my friend?
I don't know why Ozzy would have incontinence, but I don't know.
Okay, hold on here.
Yeah,
you're still talking about incontinence. I asked him about Saint Anger. That was the current Metallica record that had come out that I don't think he was part of. So that's why I was asking, what do you think of Saint Anger, my friend?
How much of it do you give a rat's ass?
The thing is that now anything that I say at this point, you know, I'm a fan of Metallica again, right? I was the insider once, but now I'm the guy that has stepped away and the only person on the planet that can say I was in for 15 years and now I'm back out and being a fan again, just as I was before I joined. So my opinions are just as one Metallica fan, and I am still a fan of Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, and Master of Puppets. That's the kind of Metallica fan that I am. I'm proud of the work that I did with them, but those are still the blueprints for our genre of music.
Sure.
And the Saint Anger thing, just production-wise, I don't think it's as listenable as it should be.
Yeah, I don't understand it, Jason. Mm. I mean, we're not playing the new record, and beside the fact, it's kind of old-school Metallica, just the song in general, but I was just shocked the way to hear, how the drums sound.
I never thought
Lars would allow his drums to sound like he was banging on a 30-gallon tank or something.
Right, and he does it on purpose, so that's really the problem. It's the with the resources that they have, the brain power that they have, and the experience that they have in the recording industry, the whole deal with them, and the technology that's at hand, and Bob Rock, and all those things, it should be more listenable just in general to a not as practiced listener as you and I. It should be, you should be able to put it on the cheapest boom box in town and be able to hear the vocal louder than the drums, and it's just not that, and that doesn't happen. It's not pleasant to the human ear.
No, I know what he's talking about.
He used the word twice, listenable.
Yeah.
It's not listenable. And he says it's not pleasant to the human ear. And he was so right. I mean, I remember when that record came out. It was just...
Because Lars insists on the drums being extremely loud and drumming.
Well, that was the thing, you know, back in the day. But for this, it sounds like he's banging on a 30-gallon trash can.
Without even thinking about it. So that's kind of a bummer. I mean, for me, I listened to it one time, and that was it.
Yeah.
The only redeeming thing for me as a fan with that was that they put that DVD in there, showing that they can actually play those songs live, that Lars can actually play that double bass stuff still. And that, you know, as a fan, once again, those are just things that I will judge just as any other true Metallica fan.
Very true. Hey, how is, now we know that Ozzy's been having some laryngitis. How's it look for tomorrow night? Are we a go? Or?
Yeah, no problem. He's good. He's good again.
All right, cool.
We had a good long talk last night. It was wonderful. I mean, just the inspiration, man. Pure inspiration. There's a lot of things that go on, an everyday thing within how big this thing is, right? So there's stuff you're like, that you get frustrated about. But the time, the moments on stage with him, those moments wipe all that away.
I bet.
Everything else is moot, man. It'll be when he looks over and says, all right, Jay, take it away, and asks me to start NIB. I'm levitating, man. So.
I bet you are.
Now, well, he never recorded new music with Ozzy, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, just performing live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good. And you will be on the next new Ozzy record, then, I would think? I mean, you're in the
band.
He
has talked about it considerably. Even yesterday, again, you know, he's talking about he's building a new studio in the back of the house, and he can't wait for me to get down there and play bass. And all
someplace
that.
Where the dogs won't take a big dump on my guitars.
Kind of thing. So
cool.
I definitely have a lot of tunes, a lot of ideas ready if he gives me the green light. So Zach and I must say, we work very well together, and the backstage jams before the shows are considerable potential, let's say that.
Good. That's good to hear. Once again, Jason Newsted of Ozzy's band and Voivod. He's doing double duty tomorrow, so you'll catch him, and you won't see him being tired. I don't know how you do it, though, Jason, because certainly you don't sit there on stage, that's for sure.
And, yeah, I still have to be my performer, the one that everybody expects of me. And, you know, if you add up the time, there's 45 minutes with Voivod and a couple hours with Ozzy. That's about the normal
Metallica set show
through the days anyway. So,
right. You know. All right. Well, Jason, we can't wait to see you tomorrow night, man.
I appreciate the time.
Make
sure that everybody knows that Voivod goes on about 3:15 or 3:30. So if you are going to be taking part in the whole day event, that's the time for that. And then Ozzy will be on at about 9 at night for those of you that are coming
still
later.
Still standing. And once again, the Voivod will be on the second stage. So,
second stage, next to last. That's right, about 3:15
or so. All
right,
can't wait. So I asked Jason what his favorite Ozzy song to play is, and we go now to Diary of a Madman and Believer. Jason, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow, what a sharp dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was totally with it. Yeah. And the story that I'm going to tell you, it totally reflects that. So I think the first time I interviewed him, he was still in Metallica. It was in the 90s, and I had a mini disc player. And we just did that interview off a mini disc, but, you know, that was recorded onto a mini disc from, you know, the air and stuff. But I was there with a mini disc player with a microphone backstage, and I thought I had turned it on to hit record.
Yeah.
He noticed about a minute and a half in, he goes, "Bro, I think we need to stop here." I was like, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "I don't think you hit record on the mini disc player."
Wow.
And I just looked at it, and I was just so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And he goes,
But grateful.
Yeah. And I was like, well, we could just pick it up. He goes, no, let's start over. And I was like, we can start over? He's like, yeah, let's just do it. So we started the interview over, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, you can tell he seems to be a guy who really is on top of his game, and it just is, just professional.
Yeah.
Totally, 100% professional, and none of the rock and roll BS stuff seems to matter to him. It's all about what he's doing. That's the impression I get from the guy. I don't even know him.
Yeah, and I had him in the studio one other time, and he was just really cool, and he's just got it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what, you know, how his partying habits are, but he had, you know, his brain. I mean, just everything clicked and clicked, and he was just super, super nice.
It's a shame you don't have a guy like that still with the outfit that you know, he helped make really, really successful.
Yeah, that's, I mean, his first record
had to
was...
It had to be Personality Clash.
I guess, you know, I don't know the reason, but, I mean, his first record was And Justice for All. So that was the one with One, and, you know, he was there through all the Metallica heyday, and you know, but if there ever were going to be any personality clashes, it would be in that band. Because
yeah, a lot of strong minds in that band.
Yeah. Strong egos.
Strong egos, yeah.
So,
all right, there you go. That's episode 82 of the Casey Tapes. Jason Newsted, formerly of Metallica, and as you heard in the interview, if you heard the interview, for a while there with Ozzy. Well, you can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan, and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Favaz here, and remember that the Casey Tapes is brought to you by Black Raven Digital. AMF.
Bye.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.